From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Kansas City Democrat Darren McGee's resignation from the Missouri House of Representatives is bringing renewed attention to sexual harassment at the state capitol. Samuel King reports that one group says it's a sign that there's change.
The House Ethics Committee investigated McGee for months, finding that he not only sought a romantic relationship with an employee, but also that the employee was fired after McGee's advances were rejected. The investigation followed policies established by House leaders in 2015 after a wave of sexual harassment allegations against lawmakers. The Kansas City-based Women's Foundation helped with the development of those policies. Its president, Wendy Doyle, says the Ethics Committee's work shows elected leaders are being held more accountable.
Sexual harassment is not acceptable in any place, but for victims to feel comfortable in coming forward and reporting, I think that's extremely important.
McGee has not returned our calls for comment and referred the Associated Press to an attorney. I'm Samuel King.
The Missouri House has given its initial okay to a measure that would require affected counties approve any effort to force the St. Louis City and St. Louis County governments to merge. The constitutional amendment from St. Louis County Republican Dean Plocker is targeted at Better Together, which would put a consolidation of St. Louis and St. Louis County to a statewide vote, but it's written to apply to any similar proposals in the future. Plocker says his legislation ensures local control and self-determination. The amendment still has a ways to go to become law. It needs one more vote in the House, then has to go through the Senate and be signed by the governor to get on the ballot. A severe thunderstorm has spawned tornadoes that downed power lines and trees in parts of southwest Missouri. National Weather Service meteorologist Kelsey Engel says tornadoes were reported Tuesday afternoon near Wheaton, Rocky Comfort, Miller, and Stella in southwest Missouri. Engel says preliminary reports indicate some outbuildings were damaged. David Compton, emergency management coordinator in Berry County, says one or two homes in Wheaton were damaged and several trees and power lines were down. He had no reports of injuries. The line of storms is carrying heavy rain, hail, and the possibility of more tornadoes as it moves east. Engel says most of southwest Missouri is under a tornado watch until at least 11 p.m., with some areas under tornado warnings. A new report says an April survey of business supply managers suggests there will be solid economic growth over the next 3 to 6 months in 9 Midwest and Plains states. The report issued today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index dropped to 55.9 last month from 58.2 in March. The February figure was 57.9. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says finding and hiring qualified workers remain the chief threat to the manufacturing economy for the region. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth. A score below that suggests decline. The survey covers Missouri, as well as Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.